Two members of the Czech army serving in the southern Iraqi town of Basra face criminal prosecution for dereliction of duty, Czech television reported on Monday. The two were both on guard duty when the alleged offences took place. They now face prison sentences and expulsion from the army. Rob Cameron has this report.
The Czech army contingent in Basra has one task, guarding the main gate to the base used by international coalition forces at Basra airport. Two members of that force now face criminal charges after incidents that occurred between May and August this summer. One of the soldiers is accused of allowing a vehicle into the base unchecked. The second is accused of leaving his post to go for a ride on a motorbike with local Iraqis. The Czech Defence Ministry has described the offences as unforgivable, saying allowing a vehicle into a military base without checking it had endangered the lives of hundreds of soldiers. The officers had no place serving in either a foreign mission or at home, a Defence Ministry spokesman said. The incidents were reported to military police. They cannot file criminal charges, so they passed on the details to the soldiers' commanders, who contacted the Czech police. Neglecting one's responsibilities whilst on guard duty is a criminal offence for members of the Czech armed forces, and the two, who have not been named, face up to 5 years in prison if found guilty. The case is now being investigated by the police in Pardubice. The Defence Ministry though wants the two men expelled from the army.
That report was by Rob Cameron. And staying on the military theme, since the Czech Republic joined NATO in 1999, 7,000 of its elite troops have served in international missions in places such as Afghanistan, Iraq and Kosovo. Some of these Czech soldiers have served abroad repeatedly, and many are believed to have been mentally scarred by their experiences. Daniela Lazareva reports now on the psychological problems some Czech soldiers suffer from when they come home.
Insomnia, headaches, indigestion, night sweats, dizziness and hair loss. Those are just some of the symptoms attributed to war syndrome. The Defence Ministry has no statistics which would indicate how many Czech soldiers come home with these problems. And the soldiers themselves have little interest in publicising the matter for fear that they might jeopardise their chances of being assigned to other foreign missions in the future. However, a conference of military specialists in Hruba Voda near Olomouc over the weekend brought the war syndrome problem among Czech troops out into the open. Jiří Klose, a leading military psychologist, said the matter should be given proper attention.
War syndrome is connected with post-traumatic stress, which usually comes when it's all over. When the boys are home safe, they start digesting everything they experienced. Many try to deal with the trauma on their own, and those who eventually do seek help go to private practitioners. But I think things are now starting to change for the better, because in our interest to help these young men and to enable them to return to active service.
Out of 7,000 elite soldiers, close to 2,000 have served on two or more foreign missions. Some of them have been sent out as many as 8 times. The Czech Defence Ministry says that although it does not have information about any health complaints, it is well known that many of these soldiers' personal lives fall apart because of their lengthy absence from home. Defence Ministry spokesman Andrei Čirtek says the Defence Ministry would like to increase the number of elite troops with training for international missions.
This would reduce the pressure on these elite troops and lower the burden on each individual. It would then be possible to arrange it so that a soldier would get sent out for, say, a period of 6 months, once in every 3-year period.
This is a long-term goal and unlikely to help those who are currently experiencing difficulties. However, observers say that the first and most important step to helping soldiers suffering from war syndrome has now been made. The problem has been brought out into the open.